childhood, did you ever feel you were treated differently than your brother just because you were female?
Yes, because boys in the Italian family were rated a little higher than the girls. They seemed to favor them more. I don't know if it's because they felt they can carry out the name and do the superior things, and the woman was taught just to work and take care of the children.
Okay, so when you were a child, did boys and girls partake in different activities such as sports?
Yes. They took more sports with the boys, and it wasn't until later when I was like in eighth grade where we started with the girls with baseball, and they worked up into it as we got older, more sports like basketball, field hockey, and I had baseball.
So did you play sports?
Yes, I did. I played basketball, field hockey, and baseball.
And were you like on an all-girls team, or were there also boys on your team?
All-girls team.
Okay. Now, around that time, can you explain how people felt about education for females? Like, did people feel that education for females wasn't as important as it was for males?
It seemed to be like the males were the ones who, at that time, took care of the family. They were encouraged to go out and work. So they would try to get as much education as they can, where the female was like, oh, they were teachers and certain things like that, but not like the men that would be around doing like plumbing and different buildings and stuff like that.
So were men encouraged to go to school for longer than females were?
Yes, they were encouraged a lot too at that time. If they had money, they would go to college, or if they didn't have money, they were encouraged to take a trade and learn a trade to support their family or something they would like to do.
Okay. Did you graduate high school?
No, I left in my junior year.
Okay, and was it normal in society during this time for young girls to drop out of school like you did?
Yes. It was fairly normal when the girls would drop out, because by then a lot of girls figured, oh, they wanted to be a hairdresser or work in a store, or just they get involved with men and then they would just plan on being married.
Right. So it wasn't like looked frowned upon if they dropped out of school, because it was just what they did at that time period?
It was a little bit of both. Like a lot of girls would get involved with fellas. And they would just plan on getting married because maybe in high school they were going together already 2 and 3 years, some of them.
Okay, so it didn't really matter if they had an education as long as, like, their husband had an education?
Right. It seemed to be more like that, you know. It depended on the man at that time more than anything. The women were, once it got educated, a lot of them would be maybe a teacher. There wasn't hardly any men teachers, but after they came into it too with the teaching business.
Okay. Did you know a lot of, like, other girls when you were first out of high school that went to college, or did not a lot of girls go to college?
A lot of girls didn't go to college at that time. A few of them would go, and then I knew a couple of the girls, they wanted to go, and then they would drop out. For whatever reason, like, you know, they didn't like it. A lot of that time, too, was people weren't used to being away from home. We were a lot quieter than they are now. We weren't out in public that much.
Okay. What was your first real job after you stopped going to school?
I went and worked in a factory. We made men's suits.
So it was a sewing factory?
Yes. And I worked in a sweater factory part-time when I got to work. Sometimes they would need help, and we would go and help out different ones if they needed it.
And at what age did you start working there?
18.
Was it normal? Like, were a lot of the other workers in the factory also female?
Yes. Most of them were female outside of Libby, and I worked in a clothing factory. The men were mainly pressers, but the majority of them were females that worked. We would sew and work on machines, different parts of the coat that we would put together.
And can you describe what it was like to work in the sewing factory?
Well, first of all, in the summer, it was very hot. We didn't have no air condition like a lot of things are air conditioned now. But we survived it. And we had a union that would help us out once in a while. Nobody complained too much because it was like something new for us coming up because we were caught between, say, the 20s. And then those people there, they took whatever came, like on jobs, and then we were moving a little more as far as we would be more, a little more advanced than they were in the 20s.
Were any of your bosses female?
No. All of them were male.
And how did the male bosses treat the lady workers?
They treated us all good, really. I think they were fair in what we did. I started at 18, and I was what you call a piece worker. I wasn't a time worker. A piece worker was we got paid by how much we made, and I thought at that time I made decent money because I would make, say, piece work between $6 and $6.25 an hour.
Okay. At what age did you have your first child?
17.
And do you feel as if it was more acceptable around that time to have children at a younger age?
No, but after that, everybody started having kids. Yeah, it was getting a little more acceptable, you know. The ones that were really, I think, had it rough was like some of my aunts got married at 16, and then they started having children because the woman hardly ever went out to work.
Right. So at that time period, most women, like, had their children earlier than
right.
they do nowadays?
Yeah, they started really early because it seemed like they sewed and didn't really work at all, just took care of the kids.
Right. How old were you when you got married?
How old? 20.
And, like, what age did most people during that time period get married?
I would say between 20 to 25.
So that's a lot earlier than, like, it is nowadays, right?
Oh, yeah, a lot earlier. Now they want to get married, but they wait longer, make sure they have their education. Everybody is brought up different. They're taught now to be educated. You need a job that's going to make money to survive nowadays. Before, it was more laid back, and it was easier in one way. It's not that they had it easy, but they didn't need the money we need now because there's so much around us.
Right. What were some of the typical female roles in the household, and how are they different from a man's role?
Well, the female role would be to clean, take care of the children. At my time, when I was about 17, 18, I started working, and the men would just go out to work. We would take care of most of the stuff in the house with the kids, and the men would take care of the outside and do what they had to do, and they would go hunt and stuff, where the women participated in very little activity compared to the men.
Right. Is that a lot different than it is today?
What is that, Lex?
Is that a lot different than it is today? Like the female?
Oh, yeah.
Now,
everybody's involved in everything now. You could do what you want. There's a lot of opportunities with schools. They're given choice of if they want to go for a trade, the school will teach them a trade if they're not book smart. And if not, they try to go now, they're book smart, they go to college and get a real profession. You know, everything started changing.
Right. So taken off that, do you feel as if the young females in your family are treated differently in society than you were when you were younger?
Yeah, I think they're treated better because they have more, and there's more money available for them to do things, because most people start getting husband and wife working, so you just didn't have one income to work on. So they have more opportunity to try out different things and go out. We didn't have what they had. Our prom was more like a sock hop, where the proms now, you could say, they're very up-to-date. They wear beautiful dresses in our area, you know, more sophisticated.
Right. Okay, well, that's all the questions that I have, so thank you.
Okay.